me. We want to make sure that we come back fresh and focused. And at the same time, you hate dwelling on the negative, but we're very aware of the scrutiny that NFL players are under. That it's we're more under a coaches and players, more under a microscope than most, and that they represent not just themselves but their families and the Cleveland Browns, their teammates when they're out of the building, and just kept stressing it to them: surround yourself with good people, make good choices. So. But it's a good group, and I think that there'll be, the time off will be well spent, and I'm certain they're going to come back fresh and focused. Yeah, actually, Taves was working some other guys at Holder today, just to he'll circle back to that every once in a while. But we didn't use Manziel. It was actually Hoyer, who's done it before, and Jim Leonard, who was the personal protector on the punt as well. No, I thought he handled some of the ones that were off target. I thought he handled them pretty well. That he's had to deal. Some were just the lack of consistency. Some were he's handled had to handle high ones, low ones. They've been like I said, all over the place a little bit. So I thought he's done a good job with it. Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was time well spent. We met at length last night as a staff just to trade information from opposite sides of the ball. We broke each other down. I thought there were some real positive things to come out of it. I know it was very helpful to both coordinators. And I just thought practice-wise, our guys showed up. They were very mature, very professional. Today wasn't ragged at all. And I joked. I said, hopefully there's no cars are running in the parking lot. But the guys handled it well. We got a lot of work done. Yesterday especially was a much longer practice in pads. That was one of our better practices of the year, which to me is a tribute to those guys that very easily practice could have unraveled, lack of focus, and I thought they handled it well. You'd prefer it to be later, but that's circumstance we don't control. The only other thing you can look at is we have the mini-bye early in November, I believe, after we play Cincinnati, so it really does segment our season into three parts, but you play the hand that you're dealt. Yeah, he's been battling the shoulder, but as far as all guys defensively, especially, that there's room for improvement. And we talked this morning just about everybody's personal inventory. What are you doing well? What are you not doing well? But I don't get caught up in the statistical part of it. I've seen too many guys over the years, especially defensively, get criticized. Like, hey, why isn't this guy playing well? And just because it's not on the stat sheet doesn't mean they're not doing their job. We're more concerned with them getting a plus on their grade sheet based on our standards. Than anything that would show up in a game book post game. Yeah, no, there's always room for improvement, but when he's out there, for the most part, he is doing his job. But like I said, he's been limited some with the shoulder playing through it. Well, I just think that in talking to the team and just kind of getting a pulse with the guys, that we're about as confident a 1-2 team as you can be. I think we've proved over the first 3 weeks that we can win football games in this league, that we're close, but it's as I said, pass fail league. We failed 2 out of 3, but there's a different feel to it just because I know our guys have confidence coming out of it, and that if we go out and execute a game plan, that we can beat any team in this league.